Happy Wednesday.
Guess what day it is?
It's hump day. Yeah. It is
we
fun.
We did it.
We did
We've been here all week.
At least so far, right?
Yeah.
Got to make
it's
it through.
It's going to be a beautiful day today.
Yes, it is. Can you say 79?
79.
Yeah, that is going to be super nice. Temperature for us, and we are then going to drop by about 25 degrees from 80 down to 55. And this is where our day starts right here at the Z with a lot of stuff stacked up and ready to roll for you. We've got our instant cash song of the day that we will announce coming up here at 7 a.m. And then in that hour and the 10 a.m. and the 1 p.m. and the 4 p.m. hours, you just listen for when that instant cash song of the day plays. And then you'll be able to win that $250. Caller Z does that. Win as many times as you can. It's $1,000 a day going out the door as we deplete our Christmas bonuses.
We also have the straight to George phrase that pays. We gave you words yesterday at 8, 11, 1, 3, and 5. This morning at 7:15, we're going to give away another pair of tickets to see George Strait, Little Big Town, and Chris Stapleton June 29th at Rice Eccles Stadium.
There you go.
And even if you won those yesterday, you can still win the cash. It is Wednesday, so it's Wednesday's words. We have 2 and 2 tickets to Hogle Zoo.
Yes.
We're going to give you 5 questions. You get those. You get 2 tickets to Hogle Zoo.
Hey, I like that.
You get the Audio Daily Double. You get another 2 tickets to
Hogle
Zoo.
You just said 2 and 2 at Hogle Zoo.
It's 2 and 2 for Hogle Zoo.
I like it. Yeah, it will be a lot of fun. And we hope you have a chance to hang with us here for a minute. Taking us along with your little morning drive or your commute or sitting in your cubicle or office or bed or wherever.
It is administrative professionals. It's Secretary's Day,
it
basically.
Is. We actually talked about that the other day.
So if you're a secretary... then happy maybe, day to you.
Yes, maybe your boss will let you get yourself something nice. Hey, it's Secretary's Day. Go Administrative Assistance Day.
Get
Professional
yourself.
Day. Go get yourself something.
Go get your own gift.
That's right. You know, basically that means that if the Secretariat were still around today, he'd be called an Administratariat. or something like that.
What? 6 o'clock already?
Yeah, man. When I wake up, I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you.
6 a.m. and already the boy ain't right.
Early in the morning.
Good morning, shower.
Good morning, Dilbert.
And when I wake up in the morning.
Rise and shine, Dilbert.
When you wake up in the morning and the light has hurt your head.
Good morning.
Hey.
Get on up. Get up. Thanks for taking us along. And guess what else today is? It's National Scream Day.
Is it really?
It is. So just let out that scream. Sometimes you got to. Have you ever gone into a room? I don't know if you do this. I mean, I don't know if too many people do this. But maybe you just have to let it out. You know, have you gone into a bathroom or a closet or something and then just gone, or something. And then you feel better a little bit. You know, it releases a little bit of anger, maybe frustration, whatever it might be. I hope that's not happening too often to you, but...
Have you seen the latest thing? I love to watch those TikTok videos where people are getting scared.
Oh, yes.
And the new one is, you go somewhere in the house and you lie on the floor, so like your head is sticking out of the closet or the bathroom.
Oh,
and,
my.
And the other person in the house, when they, you know, catches them off guard. They're hilarious.
I know. And the ones where, like you're talking about, where the other person is just kind of acting like normal things, and then they start freaking out for no reason, screaming and everything, just to see the other person's reaction. Like, they'll start to scream, and they don't even know why. They're like, well, no, get off. They jump up on the counter, and everybody's freaking. You know, it's all fun and games until somebody has a heart attack.
Right.
And that's the one thing I worry about, is I think, man, don't scare somebody too bad, because... That would be a horrible thing to happen. Well, after you've had a good scream, then just skip on you know, about your daily activities. It's National Skipping Day today. Hey, now, have you skipped lately?
Yeah, because I think we talked about this either you and I or somebody else.
No, we did. We talked about skipping.
So we were
skipping.
Seeing if
can
we could still skip. Hell yeah, I can still skip.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
What about you?
Look at that confidence is like... She sounds like she's running for president or something, and somebody's like, can you still take care of the national debt? Hell yeah, I can.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I can skip. Now, there was one time I remember starting to skip, and I thought, oh, crap, I got to think about this for a minute. I forgot you have to do the little hoppy thing, and then you kind of alternate. But, yeah, it comes back to you pretty quick. Hey, pigs in a blanket.
Love those.
Yeah, that's like me wrapped up in the
It's like me watching TV.
A good day for a little hot dog wrapped in dough. Have you, now, this is something that we've done before. We've taken those Hillshire little Smokies.
Oh, yeah, you got to get fancy.
And you...
Lifestyle, regular hot dogs. We've got the little Smokies.
No, this is like redneck, man. Listen to this. You take the Pillsbury Crescent Roll stuff, and you pop that can open, and then you take the dough and those little triangle pieces of dough, crescent roll.
Yeah.
And then you roll little Smokies in them and bake them.
Absolutely.
And they make for a delicious treat. And
Very delicious.
Nobody would even know that only took you a couple of minutes. They'll think, man, they really
this is a gourmet meal.
Put a little toothpick
These
in
aren't
it.
Just hot dogs. These are little Smokies.
That's right. Not to be mistaken with any other little, not to be mistaken with Vienna sausages.
It is a bucket list day, too. What's on your bucket list, David?
Gosh, we talked about this the other day, it seemed like. I would probably say to one of the things is I would like to go to Europe.
Me too.
You know, that'd be a bucket list thing. Actually, I think we talked about it because it was that bull riding thing, the Rocky Mountain Rodeo Challenge and the bucket.
Oh, yeah. Bucket list bull riding. And how come you didn't do that?
Because I'd break into a million pieces. Are you kidding me?
You delicate little flower.
Well, that's all right. Call it what you want, man. I'm not ashamed to say that I'm not.
Dave, you got to live like you were dying.
Well, sure. There. Yep.
Was Fu Manchu over there?
I know it. No, I think they mellowed it out a little bit, but still, there was a time in my life I would have had enough confidence going, oh yeah,
I'm going to do that bull riding.
Like you're skipping confidence. Hell yeah, I can ride a bull, you know? But not anymore. It's like, you can call me whatever you want. I'll be a delicate flower. Barbara Streisand turns 82 today.
Wow.
Now that's 164 in schnoz years. So, hey, right on. And may we all enjoy a beautiful day today. Hope you have a chance to get out, go for a little walk, and then watch the streams arise. The runoff with a little bit of rain mixed in there is going to make those streams, those creeks. Yeah, it's a Utah word, creek. Just be careful when you get your family and animals around those areas because they are running cold and swift, which is what Kanye West refers to as Taylor. 79 today, and then we'll cool to 69 tomorrow. By Friday, we're looking at rain and 55.
53 and clear downtown. What's your deal Wednesday? What's the deal with people taking their sick kids to an indoor playground? I don't want my kid getting your kid's vomit on them. Keep your kid home.
Yeah.
Ooh, I don't know if that actually happened, but so nasty.
I was around someone yesterday, and, you know, again, I bless her heart. I don't think it was a lady, and she had a hacking cough, and as she stood up from the chair area that she was in, and she walked around, she was right over my head and shoulders, and she's like,
really?
And I thought,
was it a place of business?
Yeah. And
so it wasn't Linda.
I just kind of cringed. No. Hey, look, man, we share germs in the household just fine. But it was, I just kind of...
Did you know the lady?
I did. And it was one of those things where I didn't say anything, but And again, you know, you have to stop and look at it and go, all right, it'll help me build up my immune system. And so maybe I'll just kind of roll with it. It is that time of the year, and it's allergy time of the year. So sometimes people are really plagued by that, and you think
I have been. I never get allergies. And I sneezed my butt off yesterday, and my eyes are itchy.
That's got to be a weird sight.
I know. No, actually, it's still there. But I couldn't.
What was
believe,
that?
I can't believe the allergies I'm having this year.
Yeah, it can be a little low, little weird, can it? All right. Anyway, there we go. And give more of your What's Your Deal Wednesday. What is on your mind? Let us know. We would like to pick your brain a little. I know there's people out there that have been saying, man, I got to wait till Wednesday to go ahead and get this off my chest or talk about it. Maybe it's an, am I the only one that thinks this? We'll get to some of your comments here coming up. Paris RV, man, I'm already doing the RV thing, enjoying it, loving it. Refreshing and also uninhibited. Maybe that's a good word, where I know that I can kind of go where I want to go. If it's into the backwoods, you can boondock it that way with your RV. If you want to just go to and some other different areas and save a ton of money without having to pay for hotel costs. It's Toy Hauler Month right now at Paris RV. And for around $300 a month, you can get into a toy hauler, and you can even take your fun side by side or whatever it is in that. And then think about that. Sometimes that'll just only cover maybe two nights of hotel, and you've already covered a whole month's payment if you want to check into that. They also have all kinds of different, RVs that you can get into. The big fifth wheels, you can get into the expandable trailers, the folding campers, even these little teardrop campers that you can pull along with an SUV, the motorhomes, and, of course, like we talked about, the toy haulers. Well worth checking out, well worth going to Paris RV. Please take my word for it. That's where you're going to find they're not tacking on a whole bunch of extra fees that are unnecessary. They have parts and service centers at every one of their stores, over 1,000 units in stock and 26 brands to choose from at four different locations, two in Murray, one in Payson, and one in Pocatello, or jump onto ParisRV.com. Ashley Cook on the Z.
Congratulations to her. She won a CMT award recently, and that song is now top 10
cool
on the country music charts. So she's doing pretty well with that song.
Love to see that.
You've waited a lifetime, and now the wait is finally over. This is Wednesday's show. Wednesday's show. It's a middle-of-the-week celebration like never before, featuring news, sports, traffic, and weather. It's broadcast magic that can only be found on a Wednesday. Wednesday. It's Wednesday's show in all its pageantry and glory. And it starts now.
84% of people feel more productive if their workplace is organized. And that even includes the people working in bed.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, I don't know how organized everything can be, but I guess here's how the whole survey came out.
In a survey, 84% of people say they feel more productive if their workspace is organized, whether that's at an office, a workshop, a retail setting, an operating room, or working remotely at home.
Now, for you remote workers, 59% said that they like to work at from a desk at their home, while 18% change spots throughout the day, 17% work in their dining room, 16% typically work in bed. So if you want, and I do too, has nothing to do with,
race. Oh, Dave.
if you want an organized workplace, does that mean you, neatly tuck yourself in while you're working in your bed? I don't know what that means.
Only 40% of workers say they're very satisfied with their workplace. For the others, most would like more space. Some would like better office furniture, and some would like it to be less cluttered. You do have to keep on top of that.
Yeah, you do.
Because it can really start to get cluttery.
As soon as you let that one thing go, well, I'll get to that later.
Yeah.
And then you think the other set, and then the knife, and then the butter, and then the whatever, and then you've got a little pile of mail, and the next thing you know, you can't find your taxes.
And they're in a Target sack somewhere deep in the bowels of the closet.
Really should put them in a folder.
You need a folder, Dave.
And this is sort of interesting. Over half of the people in the survey said that they'd describe themselves as professionally organized, but personally chaotic. So things are more of a mess at home and in their personal lives.
So my office here, the office is pretty non-cluttered.
Yeah.
It's pretty neat.
Yeah.
But don't open that closet door up there because you may get hit with a landslide. That closet up there is... And, you know, I tend to do that. Spaces that you don't access a lot, or I'll just put this in here. And pretty soon you put a lot of stuff in there.
Right.
And it's super cluttered and super, you can't get to stuff.
It does. That's true. Because that office
that you have
is neat as a pin.
Yeah. I want to take that whole closet, everything in that closet, and just put it in the dumpster.
Well, you're going to make some station alcoholics.
I know. And anybody that wants the alcohol is welcome to go up there and get it.
It's open game, huh? Open season on that.
2024. With your traffic update, I'm Lee West.
All right, cool. Thanks. Mm-hmm. Having sort of a Monday on a Wednesday here. A tough time getting connected up with our Channel 2 studio over there. For the weather, we'll be working on that. In the meantime, weather is brought to you by Any Hour Services. You'll have to just put up with my forecast. Partly sunny.
Dave.
I know. I'm far from the chief meteorologist status. But I can pass on what I do know from her, and that is that we're looking at a high today of about 79 degrees. Partly cloudy, a slight chance of a little sprinkle overnight. That'll increase to about 60% by tomorrow, and then we get a little break. She's calling it sort of a two-phase storm. We'll get a little break tomorrow night, and then Friday, that's when she all comes down. We're talking about 100% chance of some rain, cooler, and then the high of 55 degrees. Not so bad for the weekend, though.
Right now, it's 53 and clear downtown. Weather brought to you by Any Hour Services, helping with electrical, plumbing, heating, and air needs. Call them at 801-443-7400 or schedule online at anyhourservices.com. Nobody helps more homeowners than Any Hour Services.
The Pledge of Allegiance slot is ready for you right after this.
Hey, spring is here. Outdoor fun beginning. We're going to be outside a lot more. And as you're making plans for spring activities, summer vacations, and more, now's the time to consider replacing your glasses and contacts with an easier and, in some cases, more affordable solution. That is LASIK from Hoops Vision. State-of-the-art LASIK surgery. Whether you're nearsighted, farsighted, or you have astigmatism, LASIK could be able to provide you the freedom that comes with amazing vision. And the incredible surgeons at Hoops Vision have the combined experience of over 150,000 procedures and one of the most advanced laser surgery suites in the world. Plus, they offer 0% financing for qualified candidates. And on top of that, this month you can save $800 off LASIK surgery. That's $400 off per eye. So take the first step to great vision. Call Hoops today, 877-30-LASIK, or schedule a consultation online at hoopsvision.com. Take advantage of their LASIK flash sale today. That's 877-30-LASIK or go to hoopsvision.com.
Hunter. All right, we're back. Time for the pledge. Heading to the phones. What is your name?
Vanessa.
Good morning, Vanessa. How
good
are
morning.
You?
I'm great.
Right on. Where are you calling from?
West Jordan.
Cool. Is that work or home?
Home.
All right. Now, do you work from home or are you just kind of getting ready for the day?
Oh, no. I'm a teacher.
Thank you. What grade?
I teach high school.
High school.
Do you want to say where or anything? Or?
Skyline Eagles.
Oh, there you go. I went to Cottonwood. Yeah. You were a little bit of our rival back in the day. Is it who's your rival now? Is it Olympus?
Olympus.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, y'all are kind of backdoor to each other, pretty close. So, well, very cool. And what did you say you taught?
I teach health education.
Oh, so you got to teach them about the birds and the bees
in
high
school?
Yeah,
do you do maturation? Probably too late for that, right?
It's too late.
I just got done teaching that last week.
Oh, did you really?
Hey, yeah. Do people still giggle as much as Deb and I with our middle school humor, you know, like when you point out anatomy and stuff like that? Do they go...
Or I have to remind them about maturity every day.
It is called maturation.
Yeah.
Come on, you guys.
Well, administration here has to remind us about maturity, too. just about on a daily basis as well. So I guess we fit right in. Well, we appreciate you. Thank you. Shout out to all the teachers out there as well. And thank you for helping us with the Pledge of Allegiance. Now, do they do the pledge at Skyline over the PA or whatever?
Yes, we do it every day during second period.
Right on.
Oh, love that.
Love that as well. Hey, you know, and something that you could do just down the road for fun, if you wanted to, you could gather one of your classes together and do the Pledge of Allegiance and then just, you know, go ahead and put it right there on the open mic section of our Z104 app. It's pretty easy, if you want.
Yeah, I could probably do that. I have a class that would probably do that.
Yeah, cool. Hey, what is your best class? What period is your best class right now, in case any of your students are listening?
Oh, I'm sure they're not. They're probably all still sleeping. My best class probably right now is a toss-up between first and third.
All right.
All right.
Our classes, how are the class sizes? Are they big still?
Yeah, I have one class that's 36.
Whoosh. Yeah, that's pretty heavy.
Yeah, pretty big.
I'm sure you'd like to have about half that in size. Well, anyway, thanks so much again, and go ahead with our pledge.
Okay, shout out to all the first responders out there, teachers, everybody, secretaries. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Ah, the Duke, John Wayne, Why I Love Her. Vanessa helping us out with the Pledge of Allegiance this morning. And if you have a teacher at Skyline High School by the first name of Vanessa, you probably call her Mrs. Yadaya, but she teaches health ed. Give a shout out to her if you're heading over there and say, hey, we heard you on the radio. And
Mrs. Yadaya.
good job. It's on her nameplate out in front of her door. Anyway, thank you so much for calling in. And that was also a great shout out, too, before you started the pledge to teachers and first responders.
Car.com. With your traffic update, I'm Lee West.
Okay, right on. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Dog poop, potholes, and bad drivers. Kind of sounds like a new movie, doesn't it?
Sounds like the title to a country song.
Yeah, it does. We are going to talk about the top 10 everyday irritations, including some of those things, done by a survey. It might lead you into thinking of something for What's Your Deal Wednesday, what's on your mind, let you know. And look, even if it's a little positive message, even though that one person didn't want us talking yesterday about bullying people, it's like, well, I'll tune back in when you guys just quit off your rant about bullying. I'm like, well, what are you, a bully? Does that really hit a soft spot or a sore spot with you? That you really can't stand us, you know,
They said we were bullies. And so we're calling the pot black.
Oh, gotcha.
That's what they said.
Okay, well, all right. Bullies are idiots. So I guess I am a bully. Maybe just be calling a bully an idiot, but you're an idiot. We are looking at 79, partly sunny today, and a little bit of rain moving in for tomorrow, and a lot of bit of rain coming in for Friday.
Right now, it's 53 and clear downtown.
Wednesday's Word coming up after the break. First round of Wednesday's Word. We do this every hour, right around the 50 mark throughout the morning, and we'll give you the word ahead of time so you can be thinking about it. And we've got some really cool prizes, 2 and 2 for Hogel Zoo. The word is...
walk. Not W-O-K, W-A-L-K.
Okay, there you
walk.
Go.
Walk.
Hey, look, if you're not running to Strong VW, at least go at a brisk walk to go over there and get in on some of the good deals that they have going on right now. Let's go ahead and give you an example. How about a brand new 2024 Tiguan, $269 a month, no down, 0% financing. It's been a minute since we've seen that, right? Strong VW on top of all of that with that incredible incentive. And I'm telling you, this actually goes on. We're into the final six-day countdown, as a matter of fact. It ends April 30th, so you really do have to kind of jump on that. Tiguan, I've had one. My family, a couple of my family members also have Tiguans right now. Just a fun, this is an all-wheel drive. They're not cutting corners on this vehicle. You'll love the fact that on top of that, they're not going to cut corners either, what they normally offer. Strong VW has an exclusive free lifetime warranty that they include. And then in addition to that, their VIP package. You're going to be able to pick up on glass repair, loaner cars, paint and dent repair, hand car washes. That's for the life of the car, free to you. Saves you thousands. And it's their way of saying, we want you as a loyal, happy customer for many years to come. Go check it out. Among all of the other deals they've got going on a full line of Volkswagens, it's Strong VW, 1070 South Main in the heart of Salt Lake.
Time now for everyone's favorite game, Wednesday's Word. Play now with Dave and Deb. Call now to win. 385-292-1043. 385-292-1043.
The word is...
The word is walk. Walk. W-A-L-K. We're going to give you five questions. I'll have the word walk in the answer. And if you get those right, we've got two tickets for Utah's Hogle Zoo. You can use those any day this season. They're open, like, I don't know, 363 days of the year.
Yeah.
And then we'll give you an audio daily double that will also have walk in the answer. And for that, we're going to add two more tickets. It's 2-2 for Hogle Zoo.
Very cool. Here we go. Morning, the Z. What's your name?
Vanessa.
Hi, Vanessa. Oh, is this the same? Is this the same? obviously, okay, you're still getting ready to go and teach at Skyline, huh?
Yep, still driving.
Oh, my gosh. That's pretty
all right.
That's pretty cool that you got back through after all that. Well, look, I guess you heard the word, right?
Walk.
All right, here we go. The most expensive Monopoly property.
Boardwalk.
Yes. This is where you tread on newly frozen water.
Walk on water?
Yeah, but it's frozen.
Newly frozen.
It's kind
ice
of
walk.
It's kind of a same and
frozen.
A little bit, yeah.
Frozen.
Not thick, but
oh, thin?
Yes, and then the water when it's frozen makes what?
Ice.
Okay.
Put it all together.
Ice walking.
Then. Okay. Ice walking.
walk on thin ice.
There
yes,
you go.
That's it.
Got it.
What the sign says by the side of the pool.
Run, don't walk.
Yes.
Walk, don't run.
Other way around.
Everybody, run as carelessly as you possibly can.
Other way around. All right. The astronauts' outdoor maneuver in orbit.
Spacewalking.
Yes. And an acrobat requires great balance to do this.
Tightrope walking.
Yes.
Yeah,
walk
that's
a tightrope. That's
you
it.
You worried me for just a little. Well, you may or may not have some students transfer out of your class today.
All right. You've got two now for two more tickets. This is going to have walk in the answer as well. What's the name of this song by Johnny Cash?
Walk the Line.
Yeah. You nailed it.
All right. Four tickets for Utah's Hogle Zoo. Vanessa, okay?
Okay.
Pretty perfect. Cool. Nice job. You did a great job. We appreciate you playing along with us. Hold on, and we'll grab some more information, and you can call us in 5 minutes again, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Hold on a sec.
This is not headline news. One in three people wouldn't marry their spouse today. Or in the Golden Bachelor's case, 3 months ago. The Cinemark movie theater chain is being sued for underfilling sodas. Which begs the question, who are those people who felt like they didn't have a big enough cup? You can now buy a robot dog with a flamethrower attached, just in case your dream is to be the worst Bond villain ever. And the average American pays over $500,000 in taxes over their life. But isn't it worth it to live in the only country that's won every Super Bowl, baby? This is not headline news.
In your rain.
Look at that. Another Morgan Wallen song, Spin You Round.
Yeah, re-recorded because an old manager of his decided to release some old recordings, and so he said, I'll show you, I will re-record it.
I'll pull a Taylor Swift.
Yes, Morgan's version.
Yeah, cool, love that, pretty song.
Good morning.
Good morning, people.
Today is April 24th.
Today is National Pigs in a Blanket Day.
I'm starving.
Oh, pigs in a blanket.
Pig in a blanket.
Have a pig in a blanket.
Pigs in blankets.
Pig in a blanket.
Pigs in blankets.
This little piggy is probably the last one you'd expect to have a national day, but...
Happy National Pig in a Blanket Day.
People love them.
Yeah. Pigs in a blanket.
Pigs in a blanket.
It's showtime.
Or as a Maverick gas station or convenience store calls it, a Bahama wrap.
Yeah.
That's a big pig in a blanket right yep. there. Delish. Hope you have a chance to enjoy that. And we hope you have a chance to enjoy some cash that we're giving out. $1,000 a day. And right now it's time to announce our instant cash song of the day.
All right. You need to be listening for Watermelon Moonshine by Lainey Wilson. That is the Z104 instant cash song of the day. It's going to play this hour for sure. Also the 10 a.m., 1 p.m. and 4 p.m. hours. Watermelon Moonshine, Lainey Wilson, worth $1,000 in cash today.
Love that song.
Traffic update, I'm Lee West.
Okay, thanks again.
You're welcome.
And our Wednesday forecast looking so nice. Soak it all in today. A lot of vitamin D coming our way. Partly sunny, 79 degrees is what they're predicting. A little bit of rain for tomorrow, more on Friday. Clearing up here for the weekend. As the temperatures rebound back into the 70s, and if you like today, you'll actually like a repeat of this. By next Wednesday, we're actually looking at mostly sunny and right back to 79 degrees in 7 days from now. So typical spring-like stuff here in Utah.
54 and partly cloudy downtown.
Keith Urban is messed up as me. I don't know if anybody's as messed up as me, but there is one thing that Keith and I have in common. And that is, if there isn't anything else you agree on, at least that one thing, that moving furniture, really comes together. Hey, happy Secretary's Day! You know they call this thing Administrative Professionals Day now, and but I thought, you know, it'd be kind of fun to pull out the old instructional video on
absolutely
what it would be for secretaries.
Instructional Films from the 60s presents Secretary's Day. Look, there's Linda. She's a secretary. Linda's wearing a mini skirt, pantyhose, high heels, and a beehive hairdo loaded with Aquanet. Here comes Linda's boss. He's smoking a Salem cigarette in the office and asks Linda to get him a cup of coffee. As she turns, he pats her bottom. He's inviting her into his office to take dictation. Mr. Johnson is on the phone with his wife, telling her to eat dinner without him. Next, he tells Janet he wants to thank her on Secretary's Day by taking her out to dinner. Looks like Janet's going to get a raise.
we're gonna have to start playing Monday morning administrative
assistant
professional.
Day.
Administrative Assistant Day.
Well, that's not going to happen. We're not going to be able to, man.
Because that is just a rewrite of that entire song.
Are there any Statler brothers still around? Maybe we'll have to try to recut that just a little bit. But I loved how they threw my wife's name in there for that as instructional video, Linda. And she's wearing that little mini skirt with the pantyhose and all ready for that. Top 10 things that could be irritations to you. This might give you a little idea, and it doesn't mean that you have to call in and have something irritating. It could be anything.
It could be good.
It could be a positive thought. It could be
thought. Like this one from Thumper. When did the shoulder of the road become an additional lane for the SOB driving his mom's beat-up Lexus that is clearly in a bigger hurry than everyone else on the road?
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, just pass people in emergency lane.
Just go, yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Because you're better than everybody else, remember? You're in a Lexus. I don't know why you guys are bullying people who drive Lexuses. 45% said that they cannot remember the last time that they went a full 24 hours without feeling irritated by at least something Now, the average is actually 3 annoying things a day. Yesterday was more for, in a, you know, for, did you have at least 3 annoying things, less or more? More or less yesterday?
I don't remember being particularly annoyed yesterday.
Oh, look at you, you little ray of sunshine.
No, you know.
But that's good. I'm not saying we all have to be.
It was probably just your average day of annoyance.
Maybe 3?
Yeah.
Okay. Here are the top 10 every day. Coming in at number 10, last person in the bathroom uses up the toilet paper and doesn't replace the roll.
That happened to you yesterday?
No, not that one. I mean, when it does come to toilet paper, though, there are cases where the toilet paper runs out on the roll and then somebody just gets out a new one and then they just set it there instead of putting it back on the little roller, you know.
All right. So see if any of these happen to you. When someone could hold the door for you but didn't or doesn't.
Okay. Now, you women's libbers, you're the one that is.
I love it when somebody does that. I have no problem with that.
I know. I shouldn't look at you when I say that because there are some people that still respect that. Chivalry is not dead in some cases, but some people get irritated. We have people that'll chime in and they'll say, I can hold my own damn door open, you know, and, you know, don't open the door for me. But if there is that case where whether you're male or female, 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 male, male, whatever it is, there is someone, you know, where they could easily be holding the door as they just barely walked in front of you, maybe gave it a little thing. But man, there are some people that are just, they're out there. They're in their own little world. They'll open the door and just waltz on, you know what I mean?
Only person in the world.
Yep. Yeah. Cyclists who hog the road. Now, this is a little bit, you and I both ride bikes. And there is a little bit of an irritation sometimes because I'm not sure why bicyclists have a free pass for stop signs.
Well, they're not supposed to, but you don't want to unclip.
They think.
Like, I don't clip on my e-bike.
I don't either.
You know, they don't want to unclip, but I think you can still stop, you know, and go back and forth to keep your balance, but
if you've taken the time to pour your body into that spandex biker's outfit, what do they call those things? Biker's outfits? You know the racing biker, and then it looks like they're wearing an old fashioned wrestling uniform. And I'm not making fun of all y'all because you can pedal a heck of a lot better than I can, and good on you for getting out there and doing it. But there is somewhat of an irritation when it does. You're like, well, wait a minute. If you're on the road, you're supposed to sort of obey the same rules as vehicles. Slow walkers, especially when you're in a hurry.
Yeah.
That can happen a lot when you're at the airport or in a busy area like that.
Maybe you're trying to log on to do something financial or order something. You can't remember a password.
Oh, man. Yeah. All the time.
Yeah, same. Except I have a little system now, but I've had this little system so long that I've had to change and modify passwords to kind of sort of accommodate the system. But they're not exactly the same as they were. So sometimes I still have to look up my password.
And what's that system again?
I'm not telling you. Nope.
All right. Now we're up to our top 5. Bad parkers who take up more than one space.
So the other day I was at the vet and there was no parking left. But there was a Lexus.
What?
Park your Lexus.
You're bullying Lexus drivers?
I'm not bullying. I'm stating a fact that it was parked right in front of the door to the vet office, straddling two parking spaces.
Yeah.
It wasn't that cool of a Lexus. It wasn't brand new. But nonetheless.
Now, what if it was? Would that change?
No, either way, I'd be like, you know, if it was brand new, shiny, I'd be like, all right, they're trying to, the only place to park, they're trying to avoid a ding in the door because they got this thing last week.
Right.
But it wasn't a new Lexus. It was but front and center, right the front of the door of the vet office.
Wow.
Straddling two parking places right down the middle.
Wow.
And I was like, huh. So I went in and I'm like, I wonder who it is. I wonder who's driving that.
Did you judge?
That Lexus. And, yeah, oh, yeah. I'm looking around going, is that the Lexus driver?
Who could you closest come to? Tell me how you stereotyped it.
I was a lady with a cat.
Okay, well, that pretty much narrows it down there. But it wasn't Lee because she drives a Volkswagen, so right. We know that. It just being people who don't use their turn signals, you know.
You're like, did that real fancy Tesla
not come with
turn signals?
I know. I know. They can do all of this stuff, and it's like, oh, I forgot. You're better than the rest of us.
You don't need to tell us when you're turning.
To let us know. We should already know that you are coming into our lane without any notice.
Being stuck on hold.
Yeah.
I got stuck on hold. I don't remember who it was, but I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I think it was 6 minutes. It wasn't that long, but that's a long time to be on hold.
I mean, there's times that I've gone seriously up to 20, 30 minutes on hold until I finally bail. I don't know what your threshold is, but I'm like, I'm out. I do appreciate the fact, it's irritating, but I do appreciate the fact where they will come on and they'll say, your wait time is 47 minutes.
Your call is very important to us.
You've called at a very high traffic time, a very busy time. Your wait time is 47 minutes. Would you like to leave your number and we'll get back with you? Sometimes that happens. Delta does that, by the way. Potholes.
Okay. Fix them.
Get a folder for your taxes.
I think there's a new website where you can, if it's a state road, you can take a picture of the pothole and give the location and turn it in. It's like a pothole report website. So they know and they'll come and fix it.
Yeah. Which is pretty cool. I mean, I hope that works. I mean, there's some times that I'll hit it and I'm like, do I still have a tire left?
I know. Did my wheel bend?
Yeah.
When someone doesn't clean up after their dog, especially if you step in it.
Oh, boy.
Or you're riding your bike.
Oh, have you run over some poop on the...
Yeah, because I ride the Denver Rio Grande Trail, walking trail in West Farmington. It goes all the way up to almost Ogden, I think. I've never gone that far.
My Baku bike has a poop detector.
All of a sudden, you're riding along, and it's like... You got to swerve around this big pile of St. Bernard poop.
Steamy poop.
And you're like, seriously? Scoot that over off the trail.
Few more that just missed the top 10. Your plans getting canceled at the last second. People on public transportation listening to music without headphones. And slow drivers in the fast lane. Of course, we knew we couldn't go a What's Your Deal Wednesday without something like that to let us know.
All right, call us. It is time. Straight to George, phrase that pays. We need the phrase from yesterday. Caller Z is going to win tickets to see George Strait, Little Big Town, and Chris Stapleton June 29th at Rice-Eccles Stadium.
385-292-1043.
We got George Strait to record that for us. Pretty cool. I thought that was kind of nice of him to do that for us. Man, George Strait tickets on the line. And again, we'll start all over again after we get this next winner, starting up at 8 o'clock with the new George Strait keyword. Right on. Thanks.
You bet.
Well, partly sunny today and lovely. 79 degrees is what we're going to hit. So enjoy it. Soak it on in. A little bit of rainy stuff coming through on Thursday and on Friday.
Right now, it's 55 and sunny downtown.
Morning, Z104. You are caller Z. Who is this?
Are you serious?
We are serious.
This is Tiffany.
Hi, Tiffany.
Tiffany, do you have the phrase from yesterday, the straight to George phrase that pays?
I have Morgan Wallen through the chair.
Yes! That is a true statement. And it also wins you tickets for George Strait.
Yes.
Oh, boy. I mean, I shouldn't laugh because it was not a smart move.
It's not funny, Dave.
I know, but it was funny. I mean, it's funny, but it's not funny. All right?
Morgan Wallen through the chair is the phrase that pays. We're going to start over at 8, but Tiffany, you don't need to worry about that. You're going free on the Z.
Yes, I'm so excited.
Yeah.
My gosh, that's killer. That's like a $42 million value. So
now, I don't know if I dare ask this, but who are you looking most forward to seeing? George, Chris Stapleton, or Little Big Town?
Oh, George.
All right.
All right, then let's go second place. Then who after that?
Little Big Town.
And then it's Chris Stapleton, 30. Okay.
And do you have a favorite George Strait song? What's your very favorite?
Probably The Chair.
Okay.
That is a good
one. This is perfect for you then. Morgan Wallen through the chair.
Excuse me, but he just threw the chair. Hey, I totally lost my train of thought because that's like, hey, you start singing and it just is mesmerizing.
Absolutely. Captivating.
We'll start again with a new keyword and a new George Strait phrase that pays coming up at 8 o'clock. We'll do that again at 11, 1, 3, and 5. And just like, what was your name again? Vanessa?
Tiffany.
Tiffany. Tiffany.
Vanessa's called.
Oh, yeah. Vanessa was the one that got through.
She did the pledge and won Wednesday's words.
Yeah, she did. Yeah. Well, Tiff, thank you so much for playing along. We appreciate it. And we hope you enjoyed that show, which is just going to be incredible. And thanks for tuning into the Z.
Always.
Very cool. Any Hour Services, they're my go-to, they're my peeps, they're my friends. They are the ones that take care of pretty much everything around the house when it comes to heating, air, electrical, plumbing. They know their stuff. I mean, we're talking about, if you don't want to just believe me, jump onto their, just Google Any Hour Services, you'll be able to find out. They have over 20,000 Google reviews, and that's amazing in nowadays when you're talking about that. Their services. I really don't hear too many negative thoughts at all, if any, about Any Hour Services. One thing that I really do love, and I will just tell you straight up why they do this, okay, and that is the DIY videos. I'll be able to go and check out something that, whether it's a leaky toilet, whether it is something that has to do with a GFI outlet, whether it is something to do with a slow drain, maybe it's just cleaning out your air filter or checking the glow plug on it. They call it a heating element or some gosh dang thing. Sorry. But that's why they're the experts and I'm not. But the flame sensor thing that I had to do with my furnace. They are there. They're like, let us help you do some of this stuff. If you can do it, if you feel comfortable doing it, then great. We are happy to help because we are hoping and hopefully know that you would give us a call when you do need a little help beyond something that you can do on your own. And that's what I like. They are first looking out for you. And then they are letting you know that they are there when it comes time to needing their services. They're super trained technicians in every single one of their fields. 801-443-7400. Again, Google Any Hour Services or just go to their website. You can set up your own appointment at anyhourservices.com. No one helps more homeowners than Any Hour Services.
Hunter.
Yeah, I love it when it does that.
That's what she said. Slaney Wilson, you love what watermelon moonshine might make you do or may help you feel like you're a winner. And that's exactly what we've got on the line as we find out who is walking away with some cash. Morning, the Z. Your caller Z. Who is this?
This is Becky.
Hey, Becky. How about that? Can you say cha-ching?
Touching.
Winner!
You just made yourself $250 an hour just by listening to us here at the Z.
That's awesome.
That's it. Now you can just call in rich today. You don't even have to go to work.
Right?
Are you already at work?
I am.
Good. Do a shout out to your work because you're double dipping.
The post office.
The post office. Okay. Government dollars at work.
Well, there we go. And now we know why we pay 68 cents a forever stamp. Yep.
Well, congratulations, Becky. You can win again and again and again, okay?
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for carrying us along every day and listening to us. It pays to win. Who gives out the most cash every day right here, live and local?
The one and only, B104.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right, we're going to check in with Lindsay. Oh, my gosh, again. I cannot figure out what's going on with our connection over there at Channel 2. Sorry. We've had some mysterious stuff happening today. You know what I mean? It's like been one of those days where... Yeah.
Yeah, we've had some trouble with T-Mobile users getting our app to stream. It's
not T-Mobile. That's who I'm with.
I know, me too. Can't do anything about it. It's something on T-Mobile's end, but hopefully they've got it fixed and everybody's okay now.
Yeah, it's not our problem. Weather brought to you by Hoops Vision. We're looking at partly sunny today, 79. Cloudiness and rain coming in for tomorrow. The bigger rain on Friday, and then right back at it again with a beautiful weekend. Just cooler temperatures. Now, our normal high this time of year is 64, and then we will hit 55. How about that 25-degree temperature drop in about 48 hours? We're going to be close to 80, and then it'll be 55 on Friday. Is that 25? Is that? Yeah. That's my Cottonwood High math working right there for you.
Love it. Right now, it is 55, sunny downtown. Weather brought to you by Hoops Vision. If you're searching for a LASIK surgeon, look no further than Hoops Vision. April's flash sale is offering eight.
You know, it seems like you can always start up a subject when you talk about tipping. They say that Americans spend nearly $500 a year tipping, more than they would actually like to. It is What's Your Deal Wednesday. What are your thoughts? What do you tip? Do you tip... are there times that you've totally stiffed a server or whatever it might be? Do you tip? And again, do you tip your mail person? Do you tip your garbage guy? Do you tip your Amazon driver? And most of us already know that there's a $45 built-in tip for DoorDash.
Which I did last night.
Holy crap. Did I tell you I ordered what? Did I tell you I ordered, what did I order the other day? Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A DoorDash came to $49. And all I did was just order the chicken nuggets. And for the side, it was like mac and cheese. And I ordered a cookies and cream shake. $49.
I ordered a steak bowl yesterday and it was $26.
Yeah. And you can pretty much count on doubling it, right? And yeah. I think I mentioned this on the air. If you take the tip out of it, and I think I paid like $6. Is that I don't think that's not that cheap, is it?
Anyway, no.
It was one of the, and I paid the $6. But before I paid that, it came to like $46. Well, half of that is food costs. The other half are the fees, the tips, the free, the service, the da da da. They charge more for the food I know. Y'all are probably just going, well, then don't do it. If you're going to do is just complain about it. And the convenience part really creeps in, you know, and you're thinking, man.
I'd been mowing the lawn yesterday. I did the weed whipper. I rode my bike. And then I got home and I'm like,
are you okay today?
Or? I'm too lazy
to
cook anything or go anywhere. So the old DoorDash came to the rescue.
And you ordered just a bowl thing for you?
Yeah.
And who cares about everybody else around the house? I mean, I'm just kidding. I know that you probably...
What's your deal Wednesday? $50 in gas in my little sedan, and it's not a huge tank.
Yeah. Gas prices are up again.
Yeah. When your radio friend submits her taxes early and waits for her return for months, and I filed mine on April 14th and got my return on the 19th.
No way.
Wow.
Have you heard anything?
I haven't heard anything. We live in a condo.
Well, they're waiting for my payment to give you your refund.
Probably. Thanks, Dave.
Hey, I already paid, though. I paid on the 14th.
Well, then I should be getting my refund any day. We live in a condo. We have a neighbor that lets her dog out. It always goes to our house and does its business. They never clean up after it. It also tries to attack anyone that comes near it. I love animals, but I hate these people for being jerks. People who clean up after their dog but leave the baggie on the park bench or a sidewalk. I got a ticket for not using a blinker longer than 2 seconds. I used it, but nope, not long enough.
Wow.
I think there at least when I took the driver's ed test in high school, which was, you know, a long time ago.
Oh my gosh, I didn't even know they had driver's ed back then.
It was a minimum 3 seconds.
Yeah, per lane, right?
To change lanes.
Yeah. You have to give fair warning, and then if you do change multiple lanes, hey, here's a question I got for you, Miss Driver's Ed over there. If you need to get over, say, for instance, you need to get over 3 lanes and for your off-ramp.
I think you have to go so many yards.
Is it yards or is it seconds? Like, say, for instance... Because I don't know how are you supposed to gauge how many yards you've driven?
I don't know.
I mean, so I flip on my signal and I give fair warning. I go over 1 lane. I think what they're trying to avoid here is the person that crosses over 4 lanes in 3.2 seconds, which I get is dangerous, super dangerous. But then I was wondering, do I have to turn off my blinker, wait in that lane, and then turn my blinker back on to go into the next lane? Or can I just leave my blinker going the whole time and just sort of make sure that I give that 3 second count per lane? And I don't even know why I'm asking. And I've never been pulled over.
And the time you've gone signaled 3 seconds, you're probably enough distance where you could change the lane again.
To give at least people fair warning, right? What's going on there? All right. Thanks for your What's Your Deals coming in. We'll take more comments coming up here in just a second. We're also going to go ahead and give you this full survey thing that they did, because it just seems like everywhere you turn, somebody's flipping that gosh dang iPad around going, do you want to add a tip? And I'm like,
I showed up for work today.
Yeah. Okay. Very nice. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, I think we are finally connected up with Channel 2. I know that took us quite a little bit of time, but I do want to check in with them whether... it's not sponsored by anybody. So, we'll go ahead and talk about one of the sponsors that we didn't get to before. Weather is brought to you by Hogle Zoo. And let's check in with Lindsay Storr. She's the chief meteorologist over there at Channel 2. Morning and happy Wednesday to you, Lindsay.
Morning, Lindsay.
Good morning, Dave and Deb. Happy Wednesday to you. Partly cloudy skies across the Wasatch Front today. Temperature so warm, getting close to 80 degrees. Enjoy it while you can, because two storms are coming this direction that will drastically change the weather. The first gets here tomorrow. It's going to give us scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially by tomorrow afternoon. Then the second, Friday and Saturday, is a much colder storm. Highs will drop into the 50s, and we are going to see widespread rain Friday and into Saturday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Lindsay Storrs. Tune in for the updated First Alert forecast on 2 News at Noon.
Thanks, Lindsay. It's 55 and sunny downtown.
It's always so much better when the professionals do it, isn't it? we have our Wednesday's Word coming up after the break. A chance for you to win. Speaking of Hogle Zoo and the weather being brought to you by Hogle Zoo, we're giving you 2 and 2 for the Hogle Zoo.
Absolutely.
With our Wednesday's Word.
Yep.
And the word is...
Our, with an H. H-O-U-R. Hour is the word.
Hour.
Hour.
Coming up into almost the 8 o'clock hour, we will have morning shout-outs.
Time now for everyone's favorite game, Wednesday's Word. Play now with Dave and Deb. Call now to win. 385-292-1043. 385-292-1043.
The word is...
The word is hour, as in a minute, an hour. Yeah, we're going to give
7 o'clock hour.
5 questions. Thanks, Dave. We're going to give 5 questions with the word hour in the answer. And if you get that right, we've got 2 tickets for Hogle Zoo. And then we'll give you an audio daily double that will also have hour in the answer. And for that, we'll add 2 more tickets. So it's 2 and 2 for Hogle Zoo all morning long on the 50s.
Right on. All right. You're our playa this time around. Who is this?
This is Christy.
Christy, good to have you along. Happy Wednesday. And do you know the word?
Yeah, do you know the word? The word is hour.
Okay.
All right. Here we go.
All right.
End of the day traffic.
Rush hour?
Yes. The short one on the clock.
Hey, quit making fun of me.
The hour hand?
Yes. A sand timer.
Hourglass.
Yes. MPH.
house hour.
Yes, and at night when we're not open to the public. We had
open to the public.
We had to go take inventory.
Not closing hour.
Not before, but
after hours.
Yes, after hours. All right, you got it. Two tickets to the zoo now. For two more tickets, what's the name of this song by Alabama?
There are people in this country who work hard every day. Not for fame or fortune do they strive.
If you work 8 hours a day,
but the fruits of their labor,
5 days,
five
a,
days
week.
A week,
more than their pay, and it's
it is what? It is what? Do your math. 8 hours a day, 5 days a week is what?
40 hours.
And not a month, but...
7 days is a...
week.
Put it all together.
40-hour week.
Yes, 40-hour week.
For a living.
All right, is it Christy?
Yeah.
Christy, you did it. You've got two and two for Hogal Zoo. You can go any day this year. The zoo is open, all right?
Great. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Do you work a 40-hour week?
I do, yes.
What do you do?
I am a senior research analyst at the university.
Oh, that sounds
she's
fancy.
She's way smarter than we are.
Yeah, that sounds way fancy.
it sounds smart, but it's sorry.
Do you have a What's Your Deal Wednesday today?
I mean,
I don't.
You don't have to. I mean, it's not like it's...
Spot, but I guess one can say the parking at the U is pretty rough, and as employees, you have to pay for parking. So that's, I guess that's kind of a what's your deal with the pay for parking.
Yeah, it is. I mean,
it's like $1,000 a year.
Is it really?
Is it really?
So that's $100 a month. Yeah. That's $80 a month or whatever.
Yeah, it's rough. But, you know, you negotiate that with the job, so it works out. But
nice.
Could you show a little bit of leg and get a deal?
No.
I'm kidding.
I've known these people for a while.
I'm kidding. I know, because most people have HR departments.
Oh, what's her name from Ted Lasso? The lady that owns the team, Hannah Waddingham. She was out on a red carpet somewhere, and the paparazzi guy goes, "Hey, show a little leg."
Oh, yes.
And she goes, "Don't be a Richard."
Yeah.
You would never ask that of a man. Mind your manners. And I loved it.
Well,
yeah.
She totally called him out on it.
Well, but she's got a point. I don't think I'd ever ask a guy to show me some legs. I mean, you know. But hey, we also have morning shout outs coming up as well. Do you want to do a little shout out to anybody this morning?
Sure. I'll give a shout out to my 14-month little girl.
Aww.
Have fun. So you have to find daycare and stuff to do your thing.
Yeah. I mean, I can give a shout out to her daycare too. It's amazing. We started out at a really rough one, but the one that she's at now is, they're just so good. She loves it there.
That's cool. What's your little girl's name?
Isabella.
Isabella. Do you call her Izzy?
I don't like Izzy, actually. I like Bella.
Okay.
Yeah, I like
cute.
That, too.
Yeah,
that's cool.
I love it.
Not that you need our approval or anything, but
yeah.
It is 8:02.
Well, you can take Bella to the zoo, all right?
Yeah. Two and two and a few.
Will. Thank you.
Yeah, a few more for you. Thanks for playing along. It's time now to give out our first keyword for the George Strait keyword phrase that pays. And a chance for you to win two tickets to see George Strait coming up on June 29th at Rice-Eccles Stadium, speaking of the U. And tomorrow morning, if you have all five words, you'll be able to call in, get through as caller Z, and win those two tickets. The first word of today's phrase that pays is...
ace. A-C-E. It is ace.
Okay. There you go. We will... Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right. We're off and rolling with a beautiful day today. In fact, we'll warm up to a nice and toasty... Freak, I don't know what's wrong with me, but I'm already starting to get warm. Are you guys shedding clothes in the afternoon? And you're like, this is amazing.
Yeah,
I mean,
awesome.
We've gone straight from jackets to t-shirts here. But don't get rid of your stuff too fast,
You'll be putting it back on tomorrow.
Exactly. Tomorrow's going to drop to 69, and by Friday, we're looking at a high of only 55 degrees. So there's another 25-degree swing for you. Most rain expected to come through on Friday.
Right now, it is 57 and partly cloudy downtown.
Morning shout-outs with Dave and Deb, Z104.
Bring them on out. Here's our morning shout-outs that we do this time, Monday through Friday.
Bring them out, 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 bring them out.
Speaking of out, it logged me out, so I'm logging back in.
You know what I could do in the meantime? I hope everybody comes out to the big welcome to the team for the National Hockey League, the NHL.
It's
going
to be perfect weather this afternoon to welcome the NHL team to Utah.
Admission is free. It's right there on the plaza. It's just going to be their plaza party. Starts at 4 o'clock this afternoon, and face painters, live band. You can paint your puck. Just be careful how you say that. They're also going to do some photo ops. First 5,000 attendees to enter Delta Center will receive a ticket voucher redeemable for two seats at the 2024-25 preseason NHL or Utah Jazz game at the Delta Center. So, man, that'd be a nice way. Now, I know they've already pre-sold 27,000 seats for NHL here in Salt Lake City. And so there's got to be a pretty good little crowd that will attend, and we hope they'll feel welcome from their move from Arizona.
Peyton Oliver, shout out to my personal trainer at EOS Ogden. Thank you for not killing me today. Darren Nelson, can I get a shout out to my wife, Justine? Today's our 25th anniversary. I love you, babe. Birthday shout out to Drew Gardner. He turned 17 today. Happy birthday, Drew. Dave Kenny, good morning. When you do your morning shout outs, please do these two birthday shout outs to my dear friend and precious or previous, probably precious too, manager, Kathy Anderton Trussell, and to my niece, Candy Jo Huff. Wishing you all a big happy birthday from Dave Kenny. Wyatt Rindlisbacher says, shout out to my wife. Kylie Rindlisbacher. Where did that go?
How come that name sounds familiar?
Her newly shaved head since all of her hair was falling out from chemo.
Oh, man.
I saw her on Facebook today, and Kylie, you rock it. You look
right
amazing.
And good on you.
Shout out to all the surgeons and transplant team at the U for helping my husband, Terry, from Carrie Warner. Shout out to my wife. It's our 6-year anniversary today. I love you. Also to our son. Have a fun day at school. Bryce Pryor says, Brad Polson and I share the same birthday today. And shout out to North Star Printing. I got a pretty good boss, Jaria and Neil Foster. Most definitely my wonderful wife, Martha, and my cute little girl, Mariah Pryor. Let's see. Happy 5th birthday to my granddaughter, Stockton. Grandma loves you. Shout out to my husband, Steve, from Terry Brown. Best husband I could ask for. Happy anniversary and happy birthday. And a couple more birthdays.
A little shout out to, I took a ride in a 1979 Ford pickup yesterday with a big old.
Oh, how fun.
Yeah, it was really cool. And it had a big old 460 engine in it. And Matt up there in Heber, he was driving. And I guess I probably didn't take a look at this before I should have gotten into the passenger seat. But he has no side mirrors. And so, so he went to switch lanes yesterday. And so a shout out to the lady that was super irritated when Matt almost ran into her with his 1979 classic Ford truck.
Alex B says, shout out to my wife, April, for being so amazing with our four daughters. Shout out to Lee West. Where have you been all my life? Birthdays. Happy birthday to Jeremy Shaw, Jonathan Warnock, Tara Richards, Jamie Hyatt, Tracy Earle, Melanie Larson, Tracy Jensen, and anybody else that's having a birthday today, happy, happy birthday.
You've had a birthday. I'm doing it for your alto
right.
voice
okay,
over
here
there.
We go.
You've had a birthday, listener dear. Happy days will come to you all year.
If I had a wish, then it would be happy birthday from the Z.
Morgan Wallen, think about me. We're thinking about you. It's What's Your Deal Wednesday. What's on your mind? Got a bunch of comments coming in. Appreciate
Lisa Redford says, third of my temp crown broke off yesterday. I don't get the permanent one until tomorrow. Oh, Lisa Redford, it's going to be a long day.
Yes, it is. You're going to look like a redneck. Just kidding. You almost made it, though. Don't you hate that? Because you usually have that two-week period where you get that temp crown before you get your permanent one or something, and then, gosh dang, it doesn't quite last that long.
What's my deal? Wednesday, you have to check yourself out at Walmart. It's like they don't trust us, and then they run you down to check your receipt. What's my deal? Wednesday, I was married to a garbage man. To my surprise, he got tipped quite often, mostly around the holidays, and it wasn't always a monetary tip. He got a fifth of Jack Daniels for a tip once.
Really?
And I want to shout out to my garbage man, Mario. He's awesome. I don't know how to tip him. I mean, I don't want to leave money on the garbage lid.
No.
What's a good way to tip a garbage man?
Especially when you're not around. I mean, you can put it in an envelope and then tape it on top. But then do you trust?
Can I do it on my Robinson waste bill? I don't know. Because I get billed through the city. I don't get billed directly through the company.
I doubt the driver would ever see it. And I don't know why I'm so skeptical.
What's my deal? Why is it okay to smoke inside of a casino when you can't anywhere else? I'm always afraid.
You have
what's
to have
my
that
deal?
Casino smell.
Wednesday, I'm always afraid someone will spit in my food when I don't tip at fast food places. What's your deal Wednesday? I don't like it when construction companies have their sign out saying one lane is closed. So I go over in the opposite lane. It isn't closed. Find out that the lane the sign says is closed isn't closed. Construction companies don't give enough notice that their lane closure is closed until you have to get over. And sometimes other drivers let you over, especially us big semi trucks pulling two trailers.
Woo!
When you drive a BMW, you just change all lanes knowing that everyone will yield to you.
Of course.
I deliver landscaping products in a dump truck. Quite often find customers will tip. The biggest tip I've gotten was $100. What's my deal
then
Wednesday?
Again, the question is, if you're listening, garbage people, text us in. And by the way, do you guys go by another job title? Because, I mean,
sanitation worker?
Is that, yeah?
I don't know.
I don't know. But anyway, let us know. How do we tip you if we really want to tip our garbage guy? You know, because, I mean, our garbage guy goes, and this is what he told me, and I don't even know if we still have the same one. Remember, he used to listen to us? And
yeah.
I don't know. Maybe
his name was Jason.
Yeah, and I don't know if I ticked him off. I don't know what it is. He hasn't chimed in for a while. But, man, he was cool there for a minute because he was going, you know, if you can't fit it all in the can, just set the bag right by the side and I'll grab it.
Oh, man.
And I know he is making an exception because I'm sure not everybody.
Because you're on the radio.
No, because.
What's my deal Wednesday? I have two kids and another one on the way. I also dog walk. I have my two kids and one or two dogs at a time. There have been a few times when the dog is loose. That's another What's Your Deal Wednesday.
Yes.
It's not theirs, but yet the dog is coming up to all of us. And one time the lady clearly by herself was just hanging out with the dog. It started coming towards us. She just stood there by herself saying it's not her dog. It was so stressful. It would have been nice to have her come over and just say shoo, because it clearly was nice and literally the neighbor right next door to her house's dog. We had that happen once. Their dog went crazy and they didn't do anything. Our dog was on a leash. Their dog was not on a leash. And the dog went crazy. And they just kind of stood there.
And just like
on a
deal
trail
with
and,
it?
Yeah. Our dog pulled us over.
Well, they're better than anyone else. They don't need to follow the rules. They don't need to put them on a leash. Well, all right.
I have a friend in California regularly door dashes a large McDonald's Diet Coke. I can't even imagine the money she's wasting and how much Diet Coke she could be having if she just walk across her street to Walmart and buy a case.
That would be an expensive soda, especially with all of the DoorDash fees.
People who walk down the middle of the parking lot with three kids all holding hands without a care in the world.
It's cute for a minute, but then you're like, you might want to just make sure that nobody around you. You know what I've wondered is with these electric cars being so quiet. You know, usually you could hear a car coming up behind you. You know what I mean? Any person with kind of normal hearing with a regular engine car usually can hear it idling if it comes up behind you. But I would imagine it gets a little tricky with the electric cars because they're so gosh dang quiet. You know, you just can creep up on some. I would say probably just bump them. I just give them a little nudge with your front bumper. You know, just let them know you're there. Just like you do sheep down in San Pete County.
Even early concert ticket access. Introducing Utah First Personal Checking. Apply at utahfirst.com. With your traffic update, I'm Lee West.
All right, awesome. Thanks.
You're welcome.
I know we talked about this tipping thing. We will get to it. I know that we teased it like a day and a half ago, but we'll get to it in just a little bit. We're going to shift gears here to our Dump It or Dig It, which is coming up next, and it's brought to you by Baku E-Bikes.
It's a new song from Bailey Zimmerman. We're going to see what you think about it. And somebody's going to win. This is a great prize. Two wristbands to Country Jam Colorado, June 20th through 22nd. You'll see Jelly Roll, Thomas Rhett, Parker McCollum, headliners. Prices go up this Friday. So get your wristbands now. Go to countryjam.com to do that.
Nice. And a nice day today. Partly sunny, 79.
Right now it's 58 and sunny downtown. Hey, spring's finally here. Skies are blue. Birds are chirping. We're planting flowers. We're mowing the lawn. Hard to enjoy all the beauty of spring if you have blurry, cloudy vision. But if you're over 50 and you've started to notice your vision becoming a little cloudy, you could be experiencing cataracts. But there is good news. The most experienced cataract surgeons in Utah are right here at your fingertips. Schedule your cataract evaluation today at Hoops Vision by calling 877-30-LASIK or by going to hoopsvision.com. Hoops Vision has one of the most advanced cataract laser centers in the world. They have laser-guided cataract surgery that is 100 times more precise than traditional surgical methods, and that leads to better results, less pain, and quicker recovery time. The advanced technology replacement lenses could greatly reduce your dependence on glasses. So don't go another day without crystal clear vision. Call Hoops Vision now, schedule your cataract consultation, or visit hoopsvision.com. The Hoops caring professional staff will be with you every step of the way. So call now, 877-30-LASIK or hoopsvision.com. That's 877-30-LASIK or hoopsvision.com.
Time now for Dave and Dab's Dump It or Dig It.
Okay, Dump It or Dig It brought to you by Baku E-Bikes. I'm not sure why I sounded like I'm from North Dakota.
Okay, then. It comes to us from Bailey Zimmerman. It's a song he wrote. It's a tale of young love and taboo romance in a church parking lot.
Oh, that happens a lot here in Utah.
So we want to know what you think about it. Text us 385-292-1043. Hump it or dump it, because it's Wednesday. Somebody's going to win two wristbands for the entire Country Jam Festival, June 20th through 22nd, where you'll see Jelly Roll, Thomas Rhett, Parker McCollum as headliners, and a ton more artists besides that.
You ever made out in a church parking lot?
No. Have you? You probably have.
At some point. But I mean, with my wife, heck yeah, that's the least expected place that people are going to check,
that's
right?
That's exactly what it says.
You have to go.
The lyrics say, I was only scared of the devil and her dad, so we parked somewhere where we knew they'd never look.
Yeah.
That's exactly. Heaven was a preacher's spot in that first church parking lot.
Especially if you can back in between Troop 565 trailer and Troop 762.
Meet me back by the scout trailers.
And you can also call off that same number that you text here to the studio. You want to know what you think about it. Bailey Zimmerman, Dump It or Dig It, turning Hump It or Dump It.
Well, I was only scared of the devil and her dad, so we parked somewhere we knew they'd never look. And I'd never seen nothing like her, playing with the flame of her mama's lighter. And I wasn't very long before I was hooked. Heaven was a preacher's spot in that first church parking lot. Her hanging on to me like a cross on a review does. Her eyes were blue, the words were red on that FX
cigarettes. It's 17, that's what hallelujah was. Life ordinary in the back of that Chevy, me, her, and the Holy Ghost. Something about us, hell of a rush, falling in love, lighting up them holy smokes. They run us up, we come running back. And we pick up where we left off the night before. She said, I pissed off, would your mama be if we walked in there and you married me? Even if we never made it through them old doors. Heaven was a preacher's spot in that first church parking lot. Her hanging on to me like a cross on a review dump. Her eyes were blue, the words were red on that FX cigarette. Forgives, but I can't forget when. Heaven was a preacher's spot in that first church parking lot. Her hanging on to me like a cross on a review dump. Her eyes were blue, the words were red on that FX cigarette. It's 17, that's what hallelujah was. Life ordinary in the back of that Chevy, me, her, and the Holy Ghost. Something bad.
You guys seen Bailey? Yeah, he's out by the scout trailer.
Holy smokes.
Woo! Is the Z-Man on the Z doing dump it or dig it, turning hump it or dump it on Wednesday hump day, because we like to say the word hump. We want to know what you think about that song. It is called Holy Smokes.
Tanner Harrison humping it. Teresa McGavin. DT says, nope, dumpster it. Hump it, love this. Marissa, Tyler Manzanares, Cody Casto, Kyle Coleman, Johnny Ramos, Jenny Lopez says, dig it. Tanya Rigby, hump it. I never had the opportunity to do this, but I approve. Hump it, from Alex. Hump it reminds me of my younger days. Very good song. Hump it, Bailey. Love everything Bailey does. I absolutely love it. Giving it a big hump today. Tiffany Morelli. Angie says, hump it. Amazing and always sounds perfect. Makes me think back to my teen years. Those are fun times. Hump it.
I mean, when you've got a chapel on every corner here in Utah,
there's plenty of opportunity.
A nice place to make out and to spin donuts in the wintertime.
To get some action over by the scout trailers. Amber Vargo says, hump it. Hump it. Personally, I think Bailey Zimmerman is overplayed and overrated. Okay.
A couple of calls coming in. Morning, the Z. What's your name?
Hi, this is Wayne.
What do you think, Wayne?
You know, I like that. You know, I got accused of doing that, moving furniture in a church parking lot.
What? Now, I'm sure you did, Wayne.
Yeah,
it wasn't me.
Uh huh. Sure.
You and Shaggy.
Yeah, it wasn't me.
It wasn't me.
No, it wasn't me.
What now?
Who was it, Wayne?
Who was it then? Yeah, if it wasn't you.
Well, you know what? It was funny because somebody else had a 39 Chevrolet like mine, but mine was a convertible.
Yeah.
Well, sure, because that's common.
And my dad got such a kick out of and my dad did a trick and put some ladies' underwear underneath my seat. He says, I found them.
Wayne, that's pretty good. Yeah, I know. And, you know, I think some dads deep inside are like, now, son, we
that's
really shouldn't be doing that, but then you're like, yeah, that's my boy.
That's my boy.
That's my boy.
Yep.
All right, thanks for your call. Love you, bye.
Thanks.
Morning, the Z. What's your name?
This is Bonnie.
Hi, Bonnie. How the heck? What do you think about the song this morning?
Grandpa, I'm not going to tell you, Melvin passed away Saturday.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
No, Bonnie, I'm so sorry.
Oh. Yeah, at 5:35 in the morning, I heard a tweet, and it was him saying goodbye. So I'm going to go take care of him down to the creamery. He's going to be cremated.
Oh, man. Well, we hate to hear that news, Bonnie. We appreciate your call.
Bonnie, that is so sad. I'm so sorry.
Hang in there, okay?
Well, yeah, you guys told me to let you know what.
Yeah, we appreciate you letting us know that. We are so, so sorry. Yeah. That is so hard.
That is very hard, but we'll make it through.
That's a tough thing.
Well, keep in touch and let us know how you're doing day by day, all right?
Okay, I will. Thank you.
All right, thanks.
All right, we love you.
Okay, love you.
Bye.
Oh yeah, that is too bad. That's a tough one.
That is.
What do you think our overall is on this?
We got so many. We got. I can't even read them all, but I'm gonna say 90-10, 95-5 maybe. Just thanks everybody for weighing in. I couldn't get to them all as usual. We're running behind today.
We're not too far off, but here we're going to roll the music, and when the music stops, Deb will stop scrolling. That's how we'll pick out that random winner. Two for... No, that's a different quest contest. This is the Country Jam, right?
This is
Country Jam?
This is two for Country Jam, Dave.
Yeah, that's it.
It's very snappy.
Well, okay. It's two for two for Hogle Zoo coming up with Wednesday's Word in about 20 minutes. Who's our Country Jam winner?
Lisa Okeson, you are the winner. I will text you. You're going to Country Jam June 20th through 22nd. We'll have another Dump It or Dig It tomorrow morning, 8:20, with more Country Jam tickets brought to you by Baku E-Bikes and Scooters.
I'm Lee West.
Awesome. Thank you much.
You're welcome.
We're going to head over to the 2 News Weather Center and check in again with Chief Meteorologist Lindsay Storrs. And weather is brought to you by the Lifetime Store. Good morning, Lindsay.
Morning, Lindsay.
Hey, Dave and Deb. Enjoy today. It is going to be beautiful. Partly cloudy skies. Temperatures so warm, getting close to 80 degrees. Tonight, we'll see mostly cloudy skies. Lows dropping into the mid-50s. Tomorrow, our first of two storms moves into the region. We're going to see mostly cloudy skies, scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially tomorrow afternoon and evening. Temperatures cooler in the upper 60s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Lindsay Storrs. Tune in for the updated First Alert forecast on 2 News at Noon.
Thank you, Lindsay. It's 58 and sunny downtown. Weather brought to you by the Lifetime Store, offering an amazing interactive display for you and your family. You can explore sheds, play sets, basketball hoops, patio furniture, and more. Shop now in-store to save big on everything you need for the summer. Visit your local Lifetime Store today.
Rachel Ames from Hogle Zoo with us, our Wednesday visit. Always such a pleasure to talk to you, Rachel. And my gosh, we're about a month away from Zoo Brew. How fun are these?
It's our favorite time of the year. For us, it feels like the season has started when Zoo Brew starts.
Yeah.
And our first one actually is May 22nd. So like I said, just about a month away.
That'll be a little early jump on the Memorial weekend, so you can have a little bit of fun that way. Now, for those people who aren't familiar with Zoo Brew, explain that.
Yeah, absolutely. We all love kids at the zoo, but there's nothing like an adults-only event after hours at the zoo. It's from 6:30 to 9:30 on select Wednesdays throughout the summer, and it's the perfect time to grab your group of friends, your loved ones, and just explore the zoo. And the best part is, if you'd like to, you can enjoy a brew or a glass of wine and just stroll through the zoo and enjoy the amazing sights and sounds.
And then we were involved in a couple of these last year. How many you got scheduled for this year?
We have 5 this year. So our first one, like I said, is going to be May 22nd. We have one in June, July, August. We take a break in September for our big fundraiser. And then one of our crowd favorites that actually sold out last year is Brew Light. So that's going to be October 23rd. So if you're a Halloween person, mark your calendars now.
Oh, that's always a good time.
That's a lot of fun. And, of course, I want to do a little shout-out to the Strong Auto Group as one of the sponsors there for the big Zoo Brew season.
Yeah, absolutely. We're so thankful for the Strong Auto Group helping us bring you a beautiful Zoo Brew season.
All the information, if you want to follow Hogle Zoo, it's just at Hogle Zoo on social media. Get first look at Zoo Brew event schedules and specialty menus that they have on hand for those nights.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you're a member, you actually get a discount on ZooBrew. So get your membership at HuggleZoo.org and then grab your ZooBrew ticket.
Hey, it's time for Deb and I to renew our membership, our annual membership up there.
Absolutely. It's going to be an amazing summer. In addition to ZooBrew, we have all of our amazing value-add events. We're going to have our Wild Utah Habitat opening soon. It's going to be a beautiful summer up at the zoo.
Love it. Tell us again, where do we go?
HuggleZoo.org.
Rachel, thank you so much. Happy hump day to you.
We love you.
Happy hump day.
Love you. Bye.
Love you.
Bye. My world on fire. Yeah. You set my world on fire. Oh, you set my world on fire. Nate Smith on the Z. Number one for country, right here. You made it. Dave and Deb hanging on Wednesday.
Cheek to cheek. With a pig in a blanket.
Hey, that's our show. Pig in a blanket. I'll be the pig, you be the blanket.
Well, I'm actually the one in the blanket, it's me.
You do. You have a blanket on you every day, in the middle of the summer.
I do. Dave and pig in a blanket in the morning, 6 to 10, on the Z.
Yeah, however, you know, there is nothing better than biting the tip of a pig in a blanket. You know that hot dog part that sticks out of the doughy part? You know what I mean? When you roll a pig in a blanket?
I have to have a little bit of the biscuit, too.
Do you
though.
Really? Oh, yeah. That's the best part for me.
Oh, like,
if you ever get
I
one
like
of those Costco hot dogs, and I always like biting off just the hot dog part of the, if it sticks out over the end of the bun or the wrap or something like that, you just bite off the tip. Speaking of tips, we were going to get to this. This is new research claiming that the average American spends an estimated $454 a year tipping more than they would actually like to. Now, that's about a fourth of the people say that they're always or often put on the spot and guilted into tipping more than they want.
Now, this is not the conventional 15 to 20% tipping at restaurants or for specialized services. It's the recent optional tipping that's shown up on credit card screens and digital payment apps, or when the suggested tips are higher than the usual percentages.
I don't know why. This just fries me. It's called, they actually have a name for it. It's called tipping epidemic. Now, it breaks down to about $37.80 extra per month, or about another $1.26 a day. And I know some of you are going, just stop. It's not that much.
Yeah, but I read a thing. It was on the socials the other day. Just how much little things add up, because if you spend, I think it was $27 and some change every day on just willy-nilly random stuff,
right?
It's $10,000 a year.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Probably. That sounds about right.
What's 27 times 365?
I mean, it does sound about right. I mean, that's
27 times 365. That's $9,855.
Yeah, pretty close. So, almost $10,000 a year.
I'm pretty sure I do that every day. So that's scary to me.
Yeah. And I just think that, I mean, it's something that's just getting worse and worse and worse, because everybody wants a tip. They're flipping it around. They're showing you the screen.
We're getting nickel and dime to death.
Yeah, we
are.
Get
off my lawn. Some office workers, $1.26 a day might seem low if they're strong-armed into tips at casual counter service lunch spots, or encouraged to tip more than they want for ride shares or for their morning coffee. But it does add up.
Yeah. And I know you probably, in fact, I went to a, does Kentucky Fried Chicken advertise with us?
I don't think so.
All right. So I went to a KFC yesterday and I ordered a thing, whatever it was. And then, but my point was, is that there at the order window thing, they said, would you like to donate to the this, that thing? And I'm like, no, thanks. And then would you like to round up for this? And I'm like, no, thanks. And there was a third question. No lie. I'm like, do you want to?
What part of no?
Yeah.
Do you not understand? No.
I'm like, this was like a triple threat. I'm like, no, but thank you. I'm trying to be as nice as possible. And I know they're just trying to do their thing. But the tipping thing is really kind of getting out of hand.
Time now for everyone's favorite game, Wednesday's Word. Play now with Dave and Deb. Call now to win. 385-292-1043. 385-292-1043.
All right.
The word is
open. We have five questions. They'll all have the word open in the answer. For that, you've got two tickets for Utah's Hogle Zoo. Use them anytime this year. And then for the Audio Daily Double, it will also have open in the answer. We're going to add two more tickets. So it's two and two for Utah's Hogle Zoo.
Love it. And let's go and see if we can't grab someone who is this. Hello. What's your name? Too late. Morning the Z. Hi. What's your name? Okay. Never mind. We will let the phones recycle here just a little bit. Morning the Z. What is your name? Hello? Hello?
Hello? Hello? Hi, what's your name?
Are you with us? You're cutting out. Three.
Okay.
Oh.
Pull over. Hold on 1 second.
Yeah. All right. We got you now. Hold your head right there and just stop in the middle of the freeway.
Sounds good.
All right. We do have you. What's your name?
My name is Shane.
All right. Shane, do you know the word?
My name is Shane.
I know. Do you know the word?
Open.
Yes. There you go. All right. Here we go.
Here we go.
Well, time's up. Never mind.
House for sale. Come on in and take a look.
Open house.
Yes. A magic word to unlock a door.
It's
magic
also
word to open.
It's also a bun.
They're little things on top of your hamburger bun.
Open sesame.
Yes. Before an event, everyone gathers and maybe lights a torch. The Olympics have this.
Open.
Not the closing, but the
open. Opening.
They also have this in Handmaid's Tale.
So what's it called? Like if we all went up to Rice-Eccles Stadium and they lit a torch before the Olympics, what's that called?
Open event?
No, it's also not the marriage. A marriage.
Wedding.
Oh, open ceremony.
Yes.
Ceremony.
Yes.
There you go.
Open ceremony.
All right. Someone who considers all suggestions and thoughts.
Open.
You know, because you're like, now try to be blankety blank about this, because I know this is kind of a stretch.
I know it sounds weird, but
if you'll try to be.
What do you think with?
I'm open about it.
What do you think with?
Brain? Okay. Your mind?
Yes. Open-minded.
There
yes.
It is.
Now, these are accessible any time of the day. These retail outlets are accessible any time of the day. They are, what's your word?
Open.
Any time of the day. How many hours in a day?
And how many days in a week?
Open 24 hours a day.
Yes. All right, that's it. Shane, you got two tickets for Utah's Hogle Zoo. Now, what is the name of this song by Ricky Skaggs? He's locked out of the house, and he says this to his wife or significant other.
Honey. Oh.
If you're locked out of the house.
I know most of the songs, too.
If you're locked out of the house. If you're locked out of the house, you want to, and you're yelling in, say, hey, somebody.
Open the door.
Yes.
So the whole thing together is, honey.
Honey, open the door.
Yes. There it is. Let's get it.
Honey, won't you open that door?
That this implied something else.
Oh, Dave.
I thought maybe it had something to do with moving furniture, but
Ricky Skaggs and Kentucky Thunder are going to be at the Ed Kinley Amphitheater on June 22nd.
That's cool.
Tickets go on sale May 7th. You can go to davisarts.org for more information. But Shane, you did it 2 for 2 for Hogle Zoo, all right?
Right on, brother. Who brings you the most fun in the morning?
Z104.
Thank you very much, Lee.
You're welcome.
Hey, thanks for everything. We will catch you later on this afternoon at 4 o'clock doing the thing.
Definitely.
Right on. Oh, and happy Administrative Assistant Day today.
Thanks, Dave.
Happy Secretary's Day. Hey, could you...
Thanks for being our traffic secretary.
Yeah. And is there a chance that you could...
Go make coffee, Dave a sandwich.
Do the coffee pot and heat me up some Jimmy Dean sausage if there's any left over from
Joe.
Do
we even have a coffee pot?
Is it, I don't know.
Yeah, we do. We have a Keurig upstairs.
We do have one upstairs. That's where all the coffee drinkers are,
yeah.
I think, is upstairs. All right, happy hump day to you.
Same to you.
Yeah, sunny 79 today. It's going to be gorgeous.
Right now, it is 62 and sunny downtown.
Lainey Wilson and Wildflowers and Wild Horses on the Z. Man, she's just kicking them out, isn't she? Just living on top of the world. It is What's Your Deal Wednesday.
I really like cereal with ice in it. Plastic surgery is kind of sad.
We should protect gun rights.
Missing a flight is not a big deal.
I don't believe in secret keeping.
I really don't think that Beyonce is that great.
I don't think Tupac is dead. I think Tupac is alive. I don't understand why garbage cans are round. They should be square so they can fit in a corner.
Dating apps are awful and they have made dating worse.
I hate Taylor Swift.
So maybe maybe that will give you some kind of thing to throw out there for What's Your Deal Wednesday.
Oh, we've got a bunch. What's the deal? My daughter woke up deciding to draw a mustache with pen on herself right before school. What's your deal Wednesday? Can motorcycles lane filter past commercial vehicles? I think so, if it's anywhere under 45 miles an hour. Is that right?
I guess. They don't even have a minimum anymore on the freeway. Remember how they used to do that?
They could do it on the freeway?
No, what?
I don't think they can do it on the freeway because it's over 45. Is that what you mean?
Oh, yeah, no, I was actually throwing in a side note as to how, you remember how they used to have a minimum speed of it, yeah.
What's your deal Wednesday? Detonating dynamite in Holiday? Really? Did you see that?
Yeah. Big loud booms, they were trying to...
I thought they were going to take their little bomb robot in there and put the brick of it or whatever in that guy and blow it up. But I guess they had to blow it up and it was really an explosion.
Jeez.
I saw a video on it anyway. That was crazy.
They made a
Costco sample, people. Don't stand there for 10 minutes and block the entire aisle for a damn spoonful of yogurt.
Now, wait a minute.
Now you're rubbing Dave the wrong way.
Now that's striking a nerve here.
People in the middle of the store, same thing, having long conversations. They are always in the way. Go somewhere else. People in the school drop-off lane who do whatever they want. Because they are more important than everyone else.
Yeah. Let's go back to the samples at Costco. This is a serious subject here. Here's my what's your deal on that. If I'm out of the way and I'm not blocking anybody and I'm first in line.
And you're having lunch.
I may or may not have had a sample or two. But at least I try to be respectful. I try to wait in line. I try to get out of people's way so I'm not blocking anything. But I'll be danged, like I told you, I'm sitting there first in line, and because the lady ran out of stuff. It was pancakes, actually. Protein pancakes. And she ran out of things, and she just needed a microwave up. And I thought, well, all right, I'll hang for a minute. So I'm next in line, very first in line. I'll be danged. She gets out a new fresh batch, cuts them up, puts them in the little cupcake things.
Oh, cupcake
things. You know, the little cupcake things. Yeah. Those little tissue things. And she starts putting them out on the tray. Everybody and their dog goes up through the side, the back, the whatever else. And I'm like, you know, and it used to be that I just blame the Asian people for this because they come from China and there's a lot of people over there and they just have to fend for themselves. And that's the way it is at Disneyland. But not all. And now it's just it was like a free for all. And I even made the comment. I'm like, dude, he comes in through the side. He's some 12-year-old kid and he just starts grabbing up things. And I'm like, I was the line's there. And, you know, and he continues to just grab what he wants. His mom watches this whole thing transpire. And then they take off. So
first world problems. What's my deal Wednesday? People worry about what others are doing rather than about themselves. Yes and no. You know. What's the deal?
Have you ever had that? You know, my favorite saying is stay in your own lane. You know what I mean? You know, like when somebody starts saying how to do stuff, and I'm like, you know, we all have our own responsibilities. Just stay in your own lane.
What's the deal with people getting on the freeway and having to immediately get over the fast lane only to just go 65 miles an hour? People that abuse the Costco return, they return a swing set that's 3 years old. People sitting on gym equipment while they are talking on the phone. Get off and move on so others can use the equipment.
Totally with you, dude, or person, or girl, or whoever you are. Man, totally with you.
And lane filtering is any vehicle as long as there are two lanes on each side of the street and it's 45 miles an hour or less, so it is never legal on the freeway.
Oh, okay. There's your answer. Hey, can we also give out that fact that we got in the other day about how much water is released from Deer Creek? There's actually somebody up there that gave us, it was 5,600 gallons a second.
Yeah, I said, don't say my name, but I can't. It doesn't sort by topic.
Okay, but isn't that what you remember?
Yeah, 5,600 gallons per second. So that's a lot of water per second.
But that's a big reservoir, too.
But good thing we have a ton of water. Love it.
Yeah. So you could water your lawn forever and ever,
yes.
Amen, and not have to break the rules.
24/7, yes.
You know, they're going to come monitor your house.
Well, they have done that before at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
So that's hopefully not going to happen
Deb
this year.
Deb thinks she's better than than the city law of alternating days.
I don't.
Coming up, we're going to find out some of the top driving distractions that can cause a crash. Pretty sure we all know most of those. The states with the most and least overpackers.
Plus, you're not an overpacker.
No. My wife always feels like she is, but she always does pretty good.
Oh, man, I'm an overpacker.
You know? Have you ever had to pay the over 50-pound limit?
Yes.
Have you really?
And then they tag your bag heavy.
Heavy.
And I feel like, are you talking about me or the bag? But yeah, you know that happens to me all the time. Finally bought a scale, so I know that I'm safe to hand it to the check-in lady, and it won't be over 50 pounds.
Yeah. I wore mine out, so I bought a new one, and it's coming in the mail here, a new little luggage weigher thing. and I thought maybe that would be a good way to get an accurate weight of myself. I thought maybe if Linda could hold it, and I could hook that on my belt loop.
Guess
and then
what,
she
Dave?
Could just lift
I know
me
for
off
a fact you're
ground.
More than 50 pounds. You're going to break your new one.
However, you know what's kind of fun to do with those heavy tags? After you're all said and done, take them off and then put them on your belt loop. And see if anybody says anything while you're walking around the store with an orange heavy tag. There it is.
Heavy tag.
That's exactly it. Especially if you start to beep when you back up. We are going to get to our Battle of the Sexes at the bottom of the hour. We're also taking more of your comments with What's Your Deal Wednesday. We have some fun normal or nope to get to. This is a crap load of stuff, man.
Yeah, and we another round of Wednesday's Word coming up at 8:50.
Fun stuff.
9:50. What time is it? 9:50.
Yeah, we're going to stick around for an extra hour. No, it's coming up in about a half hour.
Things we love about summer, maybe pool parties, warmer weather, beach vacations, summer clothes, but things we love less, trying to get into summer shape to fit in last year's summer clothes. Well, there's one UGG way to lose the weight, the fat and inches, and one easy way, the UGG way. You can hire a trainer, starve yourself, hit the gym, or you can do it the easy way in a day at Sono Bello. One visit and you're summer ready. Sono Bello is the national leader in a remarkable fat-removing procedure. It's called micro laser fat removal. You can say hello, summer, goodbye, fat and inches, because in one visit, the muffin top, the tummy, the thigh, the arm fat, the back fat, gone permanently, and Sono Bello's spring savings event is on right now. So hurry and schedule your free consultation, and you won't believe how affordable it is. You can look great now. You can pay later. Here's how you do it. Just visit sonobello.com/radio. That's Sono, BELLO.com/radio. sonobello.com/radio.
Scott and McCreary on Utah's number one country station, Z104. So, I'm a little slow, and I know that you don't answer that. We were with the record label when they introduced this song to us backstage. And I thought, well, that's kind of a cool little play on words. You know, cab in a solo, solo in a cab. And the record label guy looks at me and he goes, it's short for Cabernet. And I went, oh, yeah.
I knew that.
Oh, yeah, I knew that. I guess I really didn't understand my wines or whatever, a Sauvignon Cabernet. And maybe I'm not alone. Maybe you listen to that song and you're thinking, that's a cool song, but I'm not exactly sure what it means. It's cab in a solo, which means Cabernet in a solo cup. And I'm drinking solo, alone, in the cab of my truck.
Cab of my truck.
Anyway,
thanks, Dave.
Actually, I just wanted to really try to give some validation to my stupidity.
Scotty McCreary, the latest member of the Grand Ole Opry, was inducted last weekend by Randy Travis and some other people, and it's about dang time.
Yeah, and you know what? You really just, you kind of do your thing. Don't you kind of sell yourself to the Grand Ole Opry, though? Like, when you do that, you have to perform so many times, right?
Yeah, that's like why some people aren't a member, because right. You have to commit to so many times per year, and it's quite a bit, I think,
right,
to perform there. And some people are like, I just can't do that right now, so yeah. They wait, or they never get in, or
so it's like a gym membership.
Yes. Hey, don't say my name. Long rant for What's Your Deal Wednesday.
Uh-oh.
My husband is almost 40. His dad one day told me, this is from his wife.
Okay.
That he's not his real dad. He wanted me to take that information to the grave and not tell my husband.
What?
His dad has always been his most favorite and most stable person in his life. It was too heavy and not fair to me to have to hold this from my husband.
Absolutely.
It caused issues in my marriage because I was so scared of slipping and didn't know what to do. I gave his parents multiple warnings that they had to tell their son because I couldn't hold it in forever. They kept making empty promises that they would. 8 months later, I caved and told him. Now the parents hate me, and I will not have anything, and they will not have anything to do with our kids, birthdays, Christmas, etc. It's hard to explain to the kids because we don't want them to know about grandpa,
right,
and why grandma and grandpa have chosen to write us off.
That's so unfair. So unfair. To put that on a daughter-in-law and to say, keep it a secret.
That is so not, on you.
Uh-uh.
That you should never have been put in that position.
Wow. Did she say it affected her relationship with her husband?
Yeah, trying to keep the secret because...
But I mean, after, though. After
it
came out.
Didn't say after with him, but it did definitely with his parents.
Yeah, that's a tough one. So sorry to hear that you'd have to deal with something like that. Hey, here's one that's coming in here. Dear Dave and Deb, am I the jerk? Just had a baby, and it was a huge deal for me, as I have dealt with a lot of fertility issues. My best friend was supposed to come visit me in the hospital, never showed up. She's a police officer, so she said that she was super busy with work. She has yet to even come over to see me, to see my baby, or even call to check in with me. I thought she was my best friend, so I was disappointed. I basically wrote her off and told her I never wanted to talk to her again. Am I justified or am I a jerk?
No. I think that's really messed up, especially, not especially, but if you've been struggling with fertility issues, and it finally happens, and you finally have a baby, your best friend should definitely be part of that.
Yeah,
I think.
At least acknowledge it somehow. Now,
she may have some issues with fertility herself.
That's what I was going to say. I was going to go on to say the police officer may have some issues.
And that is such a tough, tough thing to deal with.
But sometimes you got to swallow it for a friend, right? I mean,
absolutely.
Sometimes you got to swallow it.
You
got to
be happy for your friend.
You know,
absolutely.
As difficult as it might be to be around that. If that was the case, You know, but if that's the case, why not just be honest with her? You know what I mean? The police officer lady friend could have at least said, look, this is tough for me. I'm going through, I'm not married, I'm not, you know, I don't have a baby. Whatever the case may be, at least explain to her and go, man, I'm sorry. I'm trying to swallow this thing and get over there. I don't know. Maybe that's me.
My husband's mom told me the same thing on our prom night, that his dad wasn't his dad.
Oh, jeez.
He actually is his dad. His mom is psycho. And of course, I told my husband that night that she had said that.
Oh, wow. It's Administrative Assistance Day, or as we all know it, Secretary's Day. Strangest thing that your boss has asked you to do.
Groom his dog one time.
Here?
Yeah.
I mean, I shouldn't say that here.
A long time ago. Pretend. Different people.
Right.
Not here anymore, but yeah. Did you? I did. Yeah. I didn't mind doing it, but I thought it was kind of a weird ask.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, did you do a good job or did you shave off a nipple?
I actually had done it a few times, and then I didn't know it at the time, but I had nicked the eye. And they had to take it to the vet to get the eye looked at. It was okay, but it had a little.
Did you not know?
I did not know.
Really?
Till they took it home, and then.
And you didn't notice the blood or anything?
I don't think it was. You know how eyes sometimes don't bleed, but they can have a little cut or something.
Yeah, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
What's the strangest thing? A couple of things that are coming in here. With it being Secretary Day today, what's the strangest thing that your boss has asked you to do? This one said, my boss asked me to make sure her spray tan was even.
Oh, no.
Okay. My boss asked me to fill out adoption papers for her.
Okay.
My boss asked me to buy dresses during work hours for his mistress. While using his car to go around from store to store until I found the model and size that she wanted. Wow. That's some weird stuff.
I saw a car accident on my way to work, so I stayed around to make sure everyone was okay. Talked to police and EMTs to serve as a witness. I was 15 minutes late for work. My boss instructed me in the future to ignore people in distress.
And get there on time.
And get there to work on time.
Hmm.
A new manager demanded I make
let me just insert something really quick. I've thought about this, and I think there have been moments where I probably could have. Now, it was an emergency, but there's moments in the morning, early in the morning, that I probably could have pulled over and helped somebody. You know, like on a snowy morning, and these poor little old people trying to get to the Draper Temple, and they're sliding off the road, and here I am in my big old four-wheel drive truck, and I'm just going, I got to get to work on time, you know what I mean? And I've kind of passed by, and I'm only using that just as a little example, but what would happen if there was, say, for instance, I guess a big wreck right in front of either you or I, you know? And you know that you had only left a certain amount of time to get to work, like most of us do.
I mean, if it's right in front of me, I'm probably going to stay, and I'm going to text you and go, sorry, Dave, I'll be there as soon as I can. But
And then would you be okay running the board then until I...
Yeah, if all you wanted to hear was talk or music, that's about as fancy as I get.
It is weird to think, though, that we do get caught up. And we get these blinders on, like, I just got to strive forward. I got to pretend like I didn't see that. I got to just keep going. And
yeah, because there's things bigger than your job.
Yeah.
Like humanity.
Yep, exactly.
My boss asked me to drop him off at his colonoscopy appointment.
Oh, that's fun.
A new manager demanded I make a spreadsheet to log what I was doing every 15 minutes. I was well respected at my job. My metrics spoke for themselves. So every single line said interrupting meaningful work for this entry on the spreadsheet.
Secretary Day today. What's the strangest thing that your boss has asked you to do? I didn't think this was too bad. My boss asked me to be Santa Claus for his kids at a holiday party. I suppose if there's a little compensation, maybe I would hope that he wouldn't just do it like, well, you work for me, and so you'll just do this on your, just as a part of working for me. My boss asked if I wanted to get a happy ending massage together, together on a business trip.
No!
Holy. My boss asked me to go buy a pipe for her to smoke her weed out of because she had a party she was going to later that night.
The manager of my part-time job, 10 hours a week, told me I should prioritize my job there rather than attend my final exam for the year. I think not.
Right.
Not me, but my coworker at a previous job was asked by our boss to go on a date, lunch, and a football game with his 14-year-old son because he had a crush on her. The boss wanted to help improve his confidence with girls. Coworker, who was in her mid-20s, refused to go, but the boss continued passively, aggressively, giving her a hard time about it. He was a creep.
Wow. 14 years old? A 14-year-old son?
To go to the game with the boss and his secretary. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I'm just saying, the kid
was... administrative assistant.
The kid... Just call it secretary. Call it what it is. It is, it is. What about this one? My boss asked me to double stick tape her skirt to her chestal area. I'm a woman, but it was still awkward in every way.
I was reprimanded by the manager for not helping to move desks to a different room while I was in the hospital.
Is that another way of saying moving furniture or
desks? Moving the office around.
My boss asked me to put aside every other task and look for an inflatable playground for his 2-year-old son.
My boss said, if the police turn up with a warrant to search our premises this afternoon, whatever you do, do not let them in. My boss asked me not to claim my travel expenses on business trips in order to save the company money.
Sheesh.
I lost my job because I went to my daughter's high school graduation.
Oh, wow.
My boss made me wear a pink party hat all day long when I made a mistake.
Oh, gosh, that's like shaming to the 10th degree. What about this one? I had to, you know, because I would be wearing a pink hat every morning. I would have to. Dave, you got the pink hat again today. I had to check in at a hotel near my office for a client because his mistress was coming to town and he didn't want his name to be on record.
Oh,
jeez. These all sound like a movie. It's like a movie plot.
Mike Corey said, when I was a cop, I drove a crappy Impala. In snowstorms, people would wave me down and want my help. I just drove by because I just get stuck, too. I'm not a magician.
I get it. I get it. Because you do, especially if you've got, if you're on a roll, you're thinking, man, if I stop right now,
I'm going to get stuck, too.
I'm going to get stuck, plus all the people behind me will get stuck as well. All right, we will keep taking some of your comments here. What's your deal Wednesday? And the question was, since it is Secretary's Day today, what is the strangest thing your boss has asked you to do?
And now, a game that pits man against woman. Play Battle of the Sexes with Dave and Deb. Call now to win. 385-292-1043. 385-292-1043.
All right, we have... two tickets for Monster Jam. Experience big-time family fun at Monster Jam May 4th at Rice-Eccles Stadium. At Monster Jam, world champion athletes and their 12,000-pound monster trucks tear up the dirt in wide-open competitions of speed and skill.
Okay, on the line with us right now, what's your name?
Jessica.
Hi, Jessica. How the heck?
Oh, my God, did I really get through?
You did. Oh, my heck, you did. We're going to find you a man, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Happy hump day here for you.
Happy hump day.
Thank you. Morning, the Z. Are you a dude?
Yes.
What's your name?
The radio.
Alex.
Alex and?
Jessica.
Jessica.
Jessica, we're going to go first, okay?
Okay.
All right. Today is musician Tyson Ritter's birthday. Which rock band is he a part of? The All-American Rejects, Blink 182, or Panic at the Disco?
All-American
Rejects? Yes.
Right. All right, Alex, here's your question. Singer Kelly Clarkson celebrates her birthday today. In which year did she win the first season of American Idol? 2002, 2014, or 2008?
2002.
Yeah. Got her.
All right, we got a tie. Jessica, today the American Music Honors takes place in West Long Branch, New Jersey. All of the following are honorees except Bruce Springsteen, Madonna, or Jackson Brown.
Madonna.
Yes, good job.
Alex, what gardening tool is used to loosen and aerate soil, typically with long lines or prongs?
Tines.
Tines or prongs. Shovel, hand trowel, garden fork, or a deb hoe?
The hand trowel.
Garden fork has those tines, those long tines.
All right, Jessica, which exercise is best known for targeting the biceps? Deadlifts, curls, or squats?
Jeez.
Curls.
Yes.
Son of a freaking
easy. 3 for 3, you are the winner.
Oh, yes. All right, Alex, just for the fun of it.
Yeah. That's going to be fun. Monster Jam.
You got the whole seat, but you'll only need the edge, right?
Oh, yes.
All right, Alex, just for the fun of it, and a bonus question here. What piece of equipment is often used in Pilates to increase resistance and enhance exercises? Is it a magic circle, a reformer, or a foam roller?
The third one.
The second one, reformer on that one. So, anyway, we do appreciate you playing along, Alex.
Thank you. You can play again, okay?
Thank you.
Thanks, dude. And Jessica, hang on a second. We'll grab some more information. We're on our way back, and we're also going to be taking some of your leftovers. We'll sneak in as many as we can here. Happy Secretary's Day to you, Jessica.
Thank you.
I don't even know if she's a secretary or not.
Well, I'm trying to do work and listen, too. Sorry.
Oh, see? Because she's doing secretary work.
Oh, double dipping.
There you go.
I am.
Heck yeah.
Happy Administrative Assistant Perfect. Day. We'll be right back. Oh, we got our Thanks. Wednesday's word coming up. Final one. The word is...
man.
Oh, yeah. That's the best one I think you've ever done.
Dave. I did Dave once, remember?
That's right. Okay. All right. I take that back. Second okay. best. All right.
All right. Yeah.
Hey, look, I have used the Raising Cane's app a lot because it's so slick to be able to just pull that up. Now, look, you can also go to RaisingCane's.com and order your meal ahead of time. But with the Raising Cane's app or either one, this way, everything's ready to go for you. You get there, you just slick, you go in, you grab it, you pick it up. You're on your way that fast. Now, sometimes we don't think about it, and there's been those occasions where I'll get into the drive-through line there at Raising Cane's. With them being, they cook to order every single one of their things. They don't sit there and cook up a big old batch of chicken fingers and then let them sit there under a warmer for hours and hours. That's not the way they do things. They have one love, and it's chicken fingers, and they do it right. And that's why with every bite, you get that tender, juicy, delicious, fresh, never frozen, marinated chicken finger. That is amazing. It's the bomb, man. It's perfect. Crinkle cut fries, creamy coleslaw, buttery Texas toast. Top all that off with a 4-piece box combo or the 6-piece caniac. Race on in to Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love.
Time now for everyone's favorite game, Wednesday's Word. Play now with Dave and Deb. Call now to win. 385-292-1043. 385-292-1043.
The word is...
the word is man. We're going to give you 5 questions. They'll all have the word man in the answer. And if you get that right, we've got 2 tickets for Utah's Hogle Zoo. Then we'll give you an audio daily double, which will also have man in the answer. And for that, you'll get 2 more tickets. It's 2+2 for Utah's Hogle Zoo.
Love it. And man, that is a good word. And man, that is a dial tone. Morning, the Z. What is your name?
Josh.
Josh, are you ready to play?
Let's do it.
All right, Josh, here we go.
You know the word?
Man.
Yippers.
All right. Kids fear him, but he's not real.
The
North Pole Man. Boogeyman.
Yes, that's it, the boogeyman. Hey, how do you make a Kleenex dance?
Put a boogie in it.
There you go.
All right, bad position on the totem pole.
Lower man.
Yes. The face on the lunar surface.
What the hell?
What does lunar mean? We had a full one last night. Yeah.
Moon on the man.
Other man way around.
Man on the moon.
Yes.
In the moon. Man in the moon.
Yeah. Man in. There you go.
All right. Yeah. There you go. Street level sewer entrance.
Manhole.
Yes, and the web-slinging superhero.
Spider-Man.
Yes, you nice did it, job, Josh. Dude. You got two tickets for Utah's Hogle Zoo. Now, for two more tickets, what's the name of this song by Shania Twain?
Man, I feel like a woman.
No.
No, that's a good one, and that's good.
We could have used that one.
And
Any
was,
Man of Mine.
Yes, that's it. Here we go. We'll let her. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Sing along. Here we go.
Any man of mine better be proud of me. Even when I'm ugly, he still better love me. And I can be late for a date, that's fine. But you better be on time.
Yeah, Josh is a bad singer, you know.
There you go.
Yay! Okay. Josh, nice job, buddy. That was so good.
I like that. You know, you'll be able to sing that whole song in its entirety as we play it here in just a couple of minutes. Because, Josh, what do we do tomorrow?
Do ticket tag.
Thursday.
Thursday's, I don't know.
That song is from like 1990.
Oh, Throwback Thursday.
Yeah.
There you go, buddy. All right, man. Hang tight a second. We'll grab a little info. Any chance that you want to throw in a Wednesday? What's your deal Wednesday? Anything that's on your mind before we roll?
Yeah, dude. Class of 2024, Utah Valley University Automotive graduating. That's my Wednesday.
Oh, good for you.
That is awesome, man.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, this is Army Josh.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Josh. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, dude.
Yeah.
Well, happy for you, man. So what, do you already have like a job lined up, or are you already doing your thing?
Yeah. So,
you want to shout out where you're going to work?
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, Graymont Lime out in West Wendover, being a mechanic out there.
All right, nice. Man.
Good for you, dude. Yeah. And thanks for your service too.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Always. We appreciate it. All right. Hang tight a second here, buddy. We'll grab some more info from you. Jimmer is coming up next. We've got money in a couple of different ways. A jackpot for the mystery sound is up to $344. We'll roll that in about 55 minutes from now at 10:50. If you want to catch the clues, the guesses, and the sound itself, go to our website, to z104country.com.
Instant Cash Song of the Day, Watermelon Moonshine by Lainey Wilson. It's going to play for sure in the 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. hours. Grab some cash. Doesn't matter what you've won on the station, how long ago you won, you can still win as much cash as you can. So be sure you're listening for that. George Strait keywords.
Yeah, yeah. And the next one coming up here at 11 o'clock. Now, that'll be just minutes after Mystery Sound. Straight up at 11 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 5 o'clock, top of the hour. We gave a word out at 8 a.m. as well. You gather up all five of those words. It's a George straight to George phrase that pays. And that'll get you a couple of tickets if you're caller Z at 7:15 tomorrow morning. And then you'll be heading up to the Rice-Eccles Stadium there June 29th to catch King George.
Couple more texts that we got. I had a boss that told me I couldn't go to the doctor after I accidentally stabbed myself opening packaging because he didn't want to lose his bonus at the end of the year.
That's almost like saying you shouldn't go to your with your husband because he had a heart attack or something like that.
Yeah,
I just heard there was a story about that.
Yeah, that did happen to me. I called in and said my husband had a heart attack, and they said, "What, are you a doctor? Get to work.
You don't need to be there.
Please don't say my name. My husband requested time off for my son's wedding, which was approved. When the time came, he took the time off. They fired him, told him he should have been at work because it was just another day.
Oh, dang.
My boss asked me to dinner so that I could try to seduce his wife. He thought for sure she was cheating on him, so I played along. I went to dinner, was completely blown away on how beautiful she was. and that made it quite easy for me to follow through with the assignment. The following night, she called me to meet her at Little America with a bottle of wine.
Oh, man.
We talked for hours and nothing else happened. We continued to talk for several weeks. Eddie decided we actually fell in love with each other, and we are still dating today. That was four years ago.
So she took the bait.
She did. When I worked for a convenience store, my boss wanted me to go sell candy that was on sale to a Bikers Against Child Abuse event. Needless to say, I quit on the spot.
Wow.
All right.
Interesting. All right. We are rolling into our TBT tomorrow. It'll be kind of fun. Throwback Thursday. Voting starts at 5 a.m. tomorrow morning and then goes all day up until midnight. And that's where you have a chance to vote on your favorite songs twice an hour all the way up until midnight. And we hope you have a chance to hang around with us the rest of today. And we'll be back at the crack.
But tune in anyway.
Hum, hum, hum. Day.
You better be on time. Any man of mine will say it fits just right. When last year's this is just a little too tight. And anything I do will say that be okay when I have a bad hair day. And if I change my mind a million times, I wanna hear him say, looking better than me. And when I cook him dinner and I burn it black, he better say, I like it like that, yeah. But if I change my mind a million times, I wanna hear him say, yeah, Anna.